Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Gil J, the co-host Second Killer. I said we get fucking extreme up on here, cause shit, we ain't got nothing better going for us. I mean, we ain't got no listeners lately. Ain't no callers. When we got some callers on and off. But fuck it. Let's get in some fucking tracks here while we wait for motherfuckers to tune in, calling, if they do. If they don't, oh well. Yo, here we go. Head P, the shorter version of this. Take over.
This is takeover. So get your hands up for the power and the pussy. We don't give a fuck about haters like you. I've seen it all my life, man. I cannot stand up. Won't give up the point of takeover. So get your hands up for the power and the pussy. And we don't give a fuck about haters like you. This my life.
I devour your ass, that face, that pussy. I got the power to make
And we're back. What up, Chris?
Not much.
You know, I think it's funny how fucking Rabbit gets pissed off over the most simplest of fucking things.
Exactly. I mean, yesterday when she got so pissed off that she is like, I'm going to unfollow your own post. I'm like, well, if you were smart, you would just delete if you were that fucking pissed off about it.
I mean, come on. I mean, seriously. That bitch cannot take a fucking joke whatsoever.
Exactly. I mean, the pictures we posted weren't that bad.
I mean, come on. You should know we're assholes, but we fuck around with shit.
Exactly. I mean, hell. I mean, I think that the last one that goes up, the one where I put, this is you and your future kid, like that one, that was really fucked up, but it was funny as hell.
No, I think the last one I've been, no, I think probably, that's probably the last one I put up, which was her future husband.
Yeah, her future husband, and then I put the one of, you know, hers with a, as a Jack bottle, and then her future kid as a Marlboro pack of cigarettes.
That was the one before that, Chris.
Ah. So, we put a lot of funny ones.
And she can't laugh about it.
Yep. She has to get a sense of humor.
I mean, come on. Most drunk, I thought, most drunks were supposed to have a sense of humor. If not.
Exactly. She has no sense of humor, apparently.
Nope.
The one thing that I can say, though, is I was watching, you know, some indie wrestling stuff, like, today. Like, you know, stuff like, you know, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, like, before they made it to, like, WWE. And
yep.
They actually put off some amazing matches against each other. Like, that's actually one of those things that we both know is going to happen eventually, that the Shield's going to break up. And it's pretty obvious who's going to be the heel as Dean Ambrose, and the face will be Seth Rollins, because, like, he has more of the high flyer style. And, I mean, when they have that match eventually, that shit's going to be nuts.
Wait. So you're saying he's going to be a face because he has the high flyer style?
Well, I think Seth Rollins more fits that style a little bit more.
Chris, you realize being a face has something to do with whether you're a high flyer or not.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying eventually down the road, like, we know that one of them is going to turn face, the other one's going to stay heel, and I have no clue about Roman Reigns. I think he'll just probably stay a powerhouse heel for a while. But I'm just saying, like, in that feud, it just seems more likely that, you know, Seth Rollins will probably be the face there.
Huh. 786, what's up with this?
Big homie.
Goodbye.
Who's this? It's big homie. Goodbye.
Let's go, big hoodoo.
Okay.
Are you ready for some fun? Let's go play. I feel kinda ill sipping out it. It gets me to tripping. First it make me hiccup, then I'm out looking for a family to stick up. Before I do that, I sip up, rip my shirt off. Got bullet wounds, scars and cuts. Running up in the store, they looking at me like I'm fucking nuts. Whipping out my hatchet, I stuck it in the counter and look at the clerk like, what's happening? He reached for the telephone. He about to find himself in the back, wrapped up in some cellophane. Headbutt him and he fell slow. Bitch in the corner screaming cause she knows she gon' be the next to go. Now I should start running, but I'm like, fuck the police, they some bitches, I hope they coming. And I pour another shot, and heed the words of the crystal skull. Bloody or not, I'm drinking out my crystal skull. There's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I can levitate and walk away. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, know the motherfucker driving, and I don't know where the hell we are, but we going real fast. The music is loud, and the cops is right behind our ass. Middle finger off the window. We accidentally hit a bum. Now it's murder one that we info. I pull one more shot. Better make this one a double, cause I know the trouble ain't gonna stop. I got a plan, you dig. The potion would get us out, but the driver gotta take a swig. So he fucking chugged it. His eyes turned red, he looked at me and said, I fucking love it. Then we lost all control. The car disappeared, now I'm falling down a rabbit hole. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun. The party's never done. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I can levitate it. Lesson. I'm about to sip another drip, there ain't no question. I hear voices now, saying I held it up, looked at it, I felt invincible when it started glowing from my black magic. Big hoodoo speaking, pour another potion in the skull and keep drinking. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun, the party's never done. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I can levitate it.
And we're back.
Yep.
And of course, man, that track ends. I gotta take a piss. So let's go on another track.
Okay.
Let's go with.
Oh, you guys, I'm trying to record this video like 200 times. But this is for all my people that love just some chicken. I love me some chicken so much I decided to write a song about it, so listen. I bust the windows at Chicago. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. I smelt that chicken from afar. I take that smell right back to your car. I'm taking this chicken at Chicago. Don't really care how hungry you are. I'm addicted to chicken, it is not my fault. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken, I just love my chicken. Cluck, 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 you touch my chicken, I beat you up. When I fry my chicken, you gotta go. Ask me for a piece, you out the door. Eat my chicken with crystal hot sauce. Eat it so much, call me the root the boss. Cock-a-doodle-doo, they see me coming. That's when all those chickens start running. Barbecue sauce, finger licking, licking your lips. Gotta have my chicken. Man, stop playing, I'm fighting for some chicken. Do the mic session, I'm fighting for some chicken. Fry my chicken, fillet my chicken. Grill my chicken, you can bake my chicken. My mama know how to fry that chicken. In that kitchen, taste so crispy. What I'm thinking? Chicken. Busting windows out your car. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. Something, something that's up from afar. I chase back to your car. I'm taking the chicken out your car. I'm addicted to chicken, it's not my fault. Don't really care how hungry you are. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken, not the car. I have my chicken. I need my chicken. I love my chicken. I put nothing above my chicken. Chicken.
And we're back.
And I want some fucking chicken. I'll blame Joji for that one.
Oh, I'm not sure when, you know, who decided to play, so you can't really blame him for that.
I know. I'm just saying, might as well blame him for it. And I was kind of thinking about something. I mean, being a Mario Wrestling fan, like, we can all see that Heyman's going to turn on Punk. It's just either, like, if you do that Money in the Bank, which is probably most likely, or the, like, the Raw right after. Like, what do you think? When's he going to make his turn?
I don't know. I mean, considering the fact Heyman got knocked the fuck out tonight.
It's beyond the obvious it's going to happen.
No, I'm saying he got knocked the fuck out by fucking Del Rio.
Oh, he was mad because Ricardo Rodriguez isn't there to make him look good with cutting promos.
I think we might as well just keep playing music. I think we'll go with Juggalo Stomp.
Hey, we a motherfucking army, can't nobody hold us back. Juggalos and juggalettes, I'm home now, you hear me? Yeah, yeah.
Throw your asses up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo come. Throw your asses up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo come. I'm some ninjas, you ain't gonna hear a sound till you catch the left hook from the boy Trey Pound. When the boy Trey Pound give the heat to the camel, Juggalos grab a popo and beat him for ammo. Hey, right here when we rock that stage, I got about 100 essays to cock that gate. We a army, a million Juggalos in hoods. Could give a motherfuck less if you the Hulk or Shug. The dark carnival dumb possess my soul. Now I swing a hatchet fast to address them hoes. I'm here now. Motherfucker, I'm home, said I'm here now. In the bucket with chrome, said I'm here now. Fuck a Jason Mag, I got a rag on my face when I'm chasing fast. Get your blood money, get your out of town money. While my family sitting on that old clown money.
Throw your asses up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo come. Throw your asses up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo come.
Where my Juggalos at? Where my Juggalettes at? A 10-hut Trey Pound in general. So we do the Juggalo stomp till we break the flow. We a legion of psychos that go berserk. Stop our boots on the ground till we shake the earth. From the upper crust to the bowels of hell, these earthquakes blow up the Richter scale. We did the Juggalo stomp till the day got woke. Now Bob Marley asking me to pass that smoke. Puff it up, gangsters. Now follow the potholes. We burn this bitch down. Now we stomping on high coals. The fire marshal trying to make the party stop. But we burn the roof off till we got no top. When the Juggalo stops, somebody's getting chopped. So throw your hatchets up with the chop shop.
Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo stomp. Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo stomp. Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo stomp. Throw your hatchets up, move them up and down. Juggalettes move ass and tits around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo stomp. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the Juggalo stomp. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want.
And we're back.
Do you want to keep playing music to get ourselves up?
Might as well. Actually, I think I'm going to play...
That might take an hour or whatever.
Well, it's almost 11:30 now, man.
Well, I mean, who knows when he called in. But let's do it up.
There we go.
Broken from the start. Now I'm
let's go on to the next track here. I say Pantera, This Love. And we're back.
Hey, I actually saw an article online today where, like, Vince McMahon said something or whatever, basically saying the only reason he's not in the WWE Hall of Fame yet is because he doesn't want to be in it until after he's, like, fully quit with the wrestling business. Until, you know, it's in, like, Triple H's hands. I mean, do you think that's probably a smarter move for the way he's doing that? So it doesn't look like he's just trying to induct himself in?
I think it's kind of stupid that he's trying to induct himself into it.
Well, no, he's going to wait till after he's, like, done with the whole business and it's in the Triple H's hands before he doesn't want himself in the Hall of Fame until after he's done with the business.
But it's still a stupid idea because it's so bad. He's the one who created the Hall of Fame. So the fact that, you know, that, like, even when it's in Triple H's hands, the fact that he wants to induct himself into it either way, it's kind of stupid.
I mean, I think it's kind of smart. I mean, because, like, what he's been able to do for the WWE, I mean, he definitely deserves a place in it, but just, you know, to wait until, like, after he's not the one in charge is probably the smart move there rather than doing, like, this year or whatever.
Or, well, I just... Why don't you just wait? Like, not, like, okay. Maybe, you know, like, wait till, like, he passes away or something like that. Then induct him. But, you know, wait until, you know, after he quits and everything. Because, you know, we both know he's not going to quit.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of, like, that's what he's thinking, though. He's going to wait till he's, like, totally unable to control the business anymore. He doesn't want to be in it to Hall of Fame until that part has reached, you know, him.
I mean, come on. Like, you know, his father hasn't even been inducted into it yet.
Yep. I mean, I think it's, like, kind of smart, like, the way he's thinking. He won't put himself into it, like, you know, next year or whatever. He's going to, like, wait a while down the road until either, A, you know, he can't do any of his business anymore, or B, he's dead.
Yeah, but Chris, the thing is, the best thing, his father, you know, the one who created the WWE, hasn't even been inducted into the Hall of Fame yet.
Well, that might happen sooner or later because, I mean, it probably should.
I think his father should have been the first one to be inducted. Because of some fact, you know, without, you know, the likes of his father, there would be no WWE.
Exactly. And, I mean, some of the stuff that we tell that WWE a hell of a long time down the road is that people like Triple H are definitely going to be in there.
Well, never mind. His father was inducted, my bad.
Well, I mean, it's just, I mean, like, the thing that's kind of obvious is that, you know, Vince McMahon, he will be inducted eventually. And, like, Triple H would definitely be inducted for, like, what he's done in the ring and he's helped, you know, revolutionize the business.
But there again, okay, we know his father was inducted, but what about his grandfather? What about, you know, Jeff McMahon?
Well, what did he create exactly? Like, what part of the business was he running?
It's because of his grandfather. WWE, you know, became invented, man.
Oh, that was back, like, it was in the, what, like, 30s, 40s, like, that area, right? Like, back when it was the territorial days, right?
I mean, like, if you read the bio of Vince McMahon Sr., it says right here, McMahon learned the sports entertainment business from his father, Jess, who promoted both wrestling and boxing at Madison Square Garden. So, I mean, you know, his grandfather, you know, should be put in there.
Well, I mean, exactly. It's like one of those things that's kind of obvious that, like, all the McMahons are most likely eventually going to be in the Hall of Fame. besides, I mean, I'm not really sure if, like, Linda will be in there. I mean, she probably should be, but you know what I mean? With the whole Senate thing, she probably doesn't want to be.
Well, I don't think Stephanie's going to have any choice in the matter.
Well, I mean, it's just, like, one of the things that, like, we kind of know what's going to happen eventually. Just, you know, it's a thing that we don't know when, but it will happen.
Because whether she likes it or not, when her father, you know, hands the business down to Triple H or even Shane completely, you know, then that just means Stephanie McMahon, Stephanie will be in charge of whether she wants to, like, whether she wants to be or not.
Exactly, because she's married Triple H and she's definitely going to be having a helping hand in the business.
Exactly.
At least the way that they're kind of transitioning Triple H into that role is kind of good, though. They're having, you know, him there with, like, you know, Vince McMahon to help him, you know, get satisfied.
Yeah. But I think Triple H should have at least one more match.
I mean, I definitely agree with that.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, Triple H is still, you know, in ring shape, which means, you know,
yeah,
he's still able to compete. So, you know,
exactly.
I think, you know, making him COO now was a little too soon to do it. I think what they should have done was, like, you know, at least waited, like, you know, like, a couple more years, you know, like, for him to do, like, a few more matches and then make him COO and put him in charge.
Exactly, but I mean, I kind of think the fact is kind of have to, you know, test him out, like, how he makes his business decisions versus, like, Vince, you know, kind of, like, train him for the spot, too.
Yeah, but there again, you know, yeah, they could have trained him for it, but, I mean, but leave him in as a wrestler, not putting him under a COO or anything like that, and put him in charge.
Not, like, all corporate, basically.
Exactly. I mean, come on, think about it. You got Vince McMahon, you know, who puts himself in matches all the time. You
I
got
mean,
the
you
likes
know,
of,
like, stop now,
but... I mean, you got the likes of Jeff Jarrett, who is, you know, the co-founder of TNA, and, you know, whenever he's there, you know, he's in matches, you know, doing his thing, doing what he's got to do. Because if you really noticed it, I mean, yeah, they brought Hogan in, yeah, Dixon, but at the same time, it's kind of, it's smarter to do it that way. I mean, you know, Hogan is retired. You know, Hogan's done. I mean, yeah, he wants to do one more match, whatever, but, you know, either way, he's retired. And the fact that Hogan's been in the business as long as he has, you know, which that right there, you know, makes it, you know, perfect, you know, for him to be in charge of something like, you know, TNA as, like, a legitimate manager, because of the fact, you know, he has the experience, you know, that he can offer. And at the same time, you know, you got Dixie Carter, who, you know, who's in charge as the whatever the fuck she is up for TNA.
Like the
which,
person,
you know,
that's funding it, basically.
And, you know, by doing that, you know, whenever, you know, Jeff Jarrett's there, you know, that allows Jeff Jarrett, you know, to focus mainly on wrestling.
Exactly. And the one thing that I'm kind of wondering about is why the hell did TNA release about, like, 10 or 15 wrestlers as of, like, today? Most of them were just, you know, gut check people, which kind of proves that the gut check thing is kind of a total fail for them.
I don't think it's a total fail.
I think they got rid of, I think, Magnus. From there,
the Magnus is still on. Is still there.
We got rid of a few people as of today, like 5 or 10 people. Which it could just be, you know, them struggling with money and whatnot. But who knows?
Let's see. Yeah, no, Magnus is still there. I don't know what you thought Magnus was released for.
I just know they made a few cuts recently. Yeah, I'll look up who it is that they released.
They probably released, you know, like a lot of the older guys that, you know, that are in the back that, you know, don't really compete much anymore.
Let's see, Joey Ryan got released. He's one of the people.
Yeah, because he don't do anything.
Exactly, and I'm going back to look at all their, you know, news on here so I can figure out all the people who got released. Let's see. Sam Shaw got released.
Who? Oh, Sam Shaw, well, yeah, because Sam Shaw doesn't do anything. Again, he don't do anything. I mean, come on, I mean, you know, what's the point of having them on the roster, you know, if they're not going to be in matches, if they're not going to do anything?
Okay, so here's the list of talents who got released so far today. There was Sam Shaw, Christian York, Taylor Hendricks, Madison Rayne, Joey Ryan, and Crimson.
Well, Madison Rayne is actually on leave as well. In case you didn't know about that.
Yep.
Yeah, Madison Rayne is, you know, is on leave due to the fact that she's pregnant.
I'm just kind of shocked that they released Crimson.
Oh, God.
I mean, that guy's a good talent.
Yeah, well, Dixie Carter just made a fucking big mistake. Oh, wait, never mind. Huh. I'm trying to think of why that name sounds familiar. Let me see here.
What, Crimson?
No, not Crimson. Nah, they brought in John Gabrick, aka Big.
I don't remember who that is.
He was the duty producer, television producer. Like, you know, like he was in charge of like stuff like that, like, you know, talent relations and shit like that. He was like pretty much like he was the WWE executive of VP of TV production. And, you know, like he was released from his position last month, and Dixie Carter actually hired him.
Nice.
But let's see. I mean, yeah, they, you know, they released them. Well, there again, they didn't exactly release Madison. You know, her contract expired. But there again, you know, she's pregnant, so I mean, you know, I'm sure, you know, like when she has, like whenever she has the baby, and you know she's ready, you know, she will sign like another contract with maybe either TNA or WWE. But in the meantime, you know, she's pregnant. Can't really keep her aboard. I mean, come on. They did the same thing with Karma in the WWE. I mean, you know, she was pregnant. You know, to her, like, you know, and she left. And you know, of course, you know, they what they did was with her they released her from her contract because of his own facts. That way, you know, she could focus more on being a mother and giving birth than, you know, than rather, you know, focusing on, if I'm going to still be a part of the company, you know, and like later on and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Which is actually a smart move for them to do. But I got to take another piss, so I'm going to go with another track here, and we're going to go with Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah. And we're back.
Hell yeah, fucking
either TNA or WWE
are about to get some fucking like a brand new fucking tag team.
And what's the tag team?
Eddie Edwards and David Richards.
Okay.
They're part of Ring of Honor. They're actually in contract negotiations with both TNA and WWE at the moment.
Ah, so they're definitely a tag team that both companies want.
Yep.
So basically, it's whoever offers them what they want more, they'll probably take. Like, if they want more time off, then they'll probably take TNA. If they want more money and to work harder, they'll probably go with WWE.
Exactly.
At least the tag team wrestling has kind of gotten a lot better than it used to be.
Even though I think TNA actually has more of an advantage over WWE at the moment because they have more tag teams at the moment.
What, because of Main Event Mafia and the Ace of the Nate?
Do you really think that's the only tag team that they have?
No, I mean, I know they have tag teams or had tag teams like Beer Money, which isn't around anymore. I mean, the guys are there, but they're not there as a tag team and like all the other ones.
But, Chris, they're still... Okay. You've got Storm and Gunner, who are a tag team. You've got Chavo Hernandez, tag team. Aries and Rude, tag team.
Bad Influences.
Tag team. Exactly. So, I mean, you know...
I mean, think about it, man. Like, you know, the tag team division for TNA is a little bit more better because of the fact, you know, they actually... Because they actually focus more on the tag teams. And, of course, you know, the tag team titles with them. Whereas TNA don't really focus too much on the tag teams in the WWE that much anymore.
Exactly. And, I mean, with TNA, they always focus on some stable trying to take over the company.
Exactly.
That's kind of one of the things I just find annoying, but, you know. It's just because they've done it so many fucking times.
But, Chris, that doesn't matter. Dude, the WWE did it so many times, too.
Yeah, but not during the whole time when they were facing off against TNA. I haven't seen them do it once besides the whole invasion angle. That was the last time they did it.
Do you really think that was the last time that they did a stable?
Somebody trying to take over... I'm saying that somebody trying to take over the whole company stable.
Chris, you realize the Nexus tried taking over too, right?
Well, I mean, but they don't do like every single year. They don't have a new group trying to take over. That's what I'm trying to say.
But they did, Chris.
Yes, but that was way before TNA was even around.
Exactly. So, you know, so you can't really complain that, you know, TNA's doing it because of the fact that WWE did it for so many years. I mean, so many years. I mean, think about it, man. You had the Four Horsemen way before, you know, Vince McMahon Jr. took over. So, you know,
I mean
it's like, really think about it. You know, think about how many, you know, stables there have been ever since WWE actually, you know, became an actual company. Four Horsemen, fucking, there's way too many to even, you know, to even count. Think about that.
Yeah, I mean, like really, DX, Evolution.
And think about it, if you really look at it, what was one of the main things that really helped WWE get to where it's at? It's stables. Right or wrong?
right. But how are the stables helping TNA that they can't even get over a 1.0 rating?
Well, Chris, you realize the whole rating thing does not matter. That don't matter. Because it's not that, that's only for TV. You gotta realize, and you guys gotta remember, back when the WWE first started, I'm pretty sure their ratings weren't that good either.
Yeah, but still, like right now they're like 4.5 ratings. It's not like they're always doing the same thing though, every year. That's the whole, that's just my point of view
that's
on it.
And that's pretty wrong, because how many times did we see Triple H versus Brock Lesnar? How many times did we see, you know, John Cena versus CM Punk? Or fucking Cena versus The Rock? Or a Christian one who wore masks?
You're going to say, every time we've seen Chris Jericho pull over somebody, it's like, who cares? He's been playing over everybody. He doesn't even win any pay-per-view matches anymore.
Well, that's not true. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, he will win a pay-per-view sooner or later, but I'm just saying, even the WWE...
Oh, yeah, he'll probably win next Sunday against Ryback to really put Ryback over.
I mean, come on. You got fucking... Let's see. You had Wade Barrett trying to do his thing over and over. You got fucking Cody Rhodes, The Miz, and like... But, I mean, you know, I also think about it. You know, TNA only started back in, what, 2003? Around there. So, you know, so they're still a new company to where, you know. But then again, at the same time, TNA, if you've noticed, they don't really focus on the ratings. They don't care about the ratings. All they really care about is doing what they're doing for the fans. And that right there, that's another thing where TNA actually has an advantage over the WWE. Because think about it. How often does the WWE do meet and greets? And to, you know, to where you can actually sit there and actually talk, you know, like about, you know, like certain matches with a wrestler, with a superstar, or even with a diva.
Well, they do them, but they only have for like 1 hour.
But still, Chris, what I'm saying is, how many times, you know, do you actually get to sit there and actually talk, you know, with, of course, you know, the superstars of the WWE about, you know, like their matches or, like, you know, like their favorite matches and shit like that. You know what I mean?
A lot less. But then again, they're a hell of a lot of bigger company and they have a lot more shows to do.
But that doesn't mean anything. Chris, that doesn't mean anything. Look at TNA. You know, the TNA wrestlers, you know, they actually, the entire wrestler, even the Knockouts, they actually take time out of the schedule, out of the busy schedule, during a meet and greet, to actually sit there and actually talk with the fans. And I mean, actually talk with them, you know, like talk about their favorite matches, and actually discuss matches, like their favorite matches with the fans.
Yeah, because they're taped like 5 weeks ahead of time.
No, Chris. Like, you really don't, you just don't get it, do you?
I just have stopped becoming, I'm not really a fan of TNA anymore.
Yeah, because they're all stable. Because you read everything in advance, Chris. Like, that's the thing. Like, you need to stop reading everything in advance. Because it takes the fun out of actually watching wrestling. But what I'm talking about, Chris, their pay-per-views, those aren't taped in advance.
Of course, that's the one thing that they don't tape in advance.
And if you think about it, too, the entire fucking summer, TNA was all 100% live, except for when they were in the UK. Right or wrong?
Right, until about now.
Well, what I'm talking about, Chris, is, you know, it doesn't matter if they're fucking taped or not. The fact that, you know, their wrestlers will actually sit there and talk with the fans, like, you know, especially during the shows, during the meet and greets, and discuss, like, you know, their favorite matches and so and such and such, is something that the WWE wrestlers do not do. Because
I love to have Ghetto in on this conversation. I'm sure you'd agree with me.
I mean, let's put it this way. The way I look at it, you know, the way the WWE, the way TNA is just like the old ECW. Because think about it. How often did the old ECW interact with their fans? And I mean, actually interact with them. A hell of a lot more than the WWE ever did. And of course, you got TNA. Like I said, you know, they'll actually sit there and actually interact with their fans a hell of a lot more. But again, to the whole fact you know they're taped 5 weeks in advance. Chris, who gives a shit that they're taped 5 weeks in advance? That is, you know, it doesn't mean you have to go, you know, looking for the spoilers and read the spoilers.
I'm just kind of sick of their whole only time to have a stable thing. That's it.
Chris, Chris, they don't always have to have a stable. You know, they don't always have a stable. Not always.
Okay, then name 1 year where they didn't have one.
2010, they didn't really have much of a stable. 2011, they didn't
have
much of a stable.
Did they have Fortune in 2010?
Nope. Fortune was back in, like, 2011.
Hmm.
No, yeah, it was 2012. That's when Fortune really came. But there again, Chris, you gotta think about it. You know, the stables, again, with the WWE, is what brought WWE the most attention, because of the fact, you know, they got to see, you know, their favorite superstars and their favorite wrestlers team up and actually form together. It's the same way with TNA. I mean, come on, like, think about it.
Okay, well, they actually had the main event Mafia in 2010.
Well, that was, but you guys got to think, that was a different main event Mafia.
That was the original main event Mafia.
Which was, of course, made up of what? Heavyweight champions, right?
Exactly.
This main event
and
Mafia
was like 2008
is
2008 to 2010. And they also had Frontline in 2008. And the Prince Justice Brotherhood. As well as the British Invasion. World Elite.
Chris, the British Invasion wasn't even a fucking faction, wasn't even a stable.
Well, they also had Fortune in 2010 to 2011.
But British Invasion was not a stable.
Well, World Elite was.
I think that's more of a tag team.
Then why do you have like 30 people in it?
Chris, you realize you're like overcounting at like every single stable there, right? By saying that it had like over 30 people.
Well, they also had EV 2.0, which that one I was fine with. That was actually a cool one.
Well, yeah, but then again, EV 2.0 didn't really last long either. Then again, and the same thing goes with Fortune. Fortune didn't last long, that much longer.
And Mexican America didn't last too long.
Mexican America wasn't even a stable.
Well, they also had Immortal, which lasted like 2 years, 2010 to 2012.
Yeah. But then again, you just got to think. There again, most of the members that were part of Immortal were all newbies. You know, come on, think about it. I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, Jericho. And even Cena, you know, putting over new stars, you know, to help down and their careers advance. Think about this. You have Aces and Eights. Who would you think who better than to help, you know, like the entire roster of TNA, or even, you know, the likes of Knox, West Briscoe, Garrett Bischoff, you know, to advance, you know, and actually learn more than the Dudley Boys?
Well, I mean, I'm just like going through all the stables there were. There's like the Christian Coalition, the Ingle Alliance, which was like 2007, 2009 area. There was Planet Jarrett. There's like It just, it seems like they always have a stable. That's kind of one of the things that annoys me.
But Chris, so did the WWE. That's what you seem to be forgetting. They always had a stable too. Because if you remember something, and if you remember this, the WWE had the biggest, and I mean the biggest stable of them all. If you remember, the corporate ministry. Yeah, the corporation and the ministry together. That was one of the biggest stables of them all. And, you know, and that was pretty much back in, that was in the, from the Attitude Era. But, I mean, think about it. Every company, no matter what, even WCW had a shitload of stables when they first started. ECW. I'm pretty sure ECW had a few stables as well when they first started.
Exactly. Yep. I just feel like TNA's overusing the stable thing. I think they need to come up with a new idea, because that just really doesn't do much for the rating.
First, you realize the WWE overused stables too, right?
Exactly, but they don't use it all the time now. They're out of that whole thing. They don't need it to boost ratings.
But yet they still have a stable, Chris. You got the Shield. That's a stable. You got...
Yeah, but they don't have a stable with like 30 people in it. That's the whole point that I'm trying to say.
Chris,
they only have...
Not...
I mean, TNA has stables with always like 10, 20 people in it. That's the only thing.
Chris?
Okay, then let's see.
You're overcounting it. Yeah. Chris, how many people are in ACDA there, Chris?
About 12, 15, somewhere like that.
No. Chris, do you really think that there's 15 people in Aces and Eights?
I'm trying to take a guess on it because I stopped caring about that stable about 6 months ago.
But still, do you really think that there's 15?
I said 12 to 15, somewhere around there.
Chris, not even that many.
Okay, what is it, 8, 9?
Bully Ray, Devon, Anderson, Doc, Garrett, Nux, West Briscoe, and Taz. That's about 8 right there.
And what about the idiot who got kicked out?
Well, D'Lo Brown don't count because he's no longer a member of Aces and Eights.
Well, he was. So, I mean, technically there were 9 members. In it.
Well, so if you think about it, how many of them are active? Taz isn't really active because of the fact all he is just a commentator.
So the only one was there's 7 or 8 people active in their stables.
No, there's only about
right
7
now.
People. There's only 7 people active because Taz is just a commentator. By the way, Taz will not be going to the WWE event in Brooklyn.
I already know. He resigned with TNA.
Yep. I mean, come on. Really, no, Taz is... There's no way to hell Taz is ever going to wrestle again.
Exactly.
And the WWE already has Logan, JBL, and... Jerry King Lawler as wrestlers as commentators. So they don't really need another one.
Exactly. And if they want to, they should make Michael Cole a full-time wrestler just so we can see him get beat up.
Man, Cole's not even a wrestler.
It'd be funny to see him wrestle, though, just seeing him get beat up.
Man... You realize Cole doesn't even have to be a wrestler to get his ass kicked. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. Stone Cold whooped his ass. Terry King Lawler whooped his ass. Hell, good old JR whooped the shit out of fucking Michael Cole.
That's one of the things that's funny, though. Watching Cole get his ass beat.
Plus, that's another thing that's such a good about TNA if you think about it. When you watch TNA, there's no Michael Cole. You got Taz, and you got Mike Tenay. And Mike Tenay, that dude's actually fucking funny. Plus, he's also been noticed, even though Mike Tenay is not a wrestler, he actually knows a hell of a lot more about the fucking ring and the fucking and the moves and fucking finishers than Michael Cole does. Man, that's kind of sad.
But then again, he's been with the business a hell of a lot longer than TNA's been around, too.
Yeah, well, guess what? So it's Michael Cole. Michael Cole's been with the WWE for so long, too.
And TNA's like, what, 11 years old? And it's
about
like 15 stables?
Yeah, as far as I'm 11 years old, about 11, 10, maybe, about there.
I guess my whole point of view on that is just that they always have a stay like a stable for every year. Like, that's kind
of
thing that I don't like. But,
of course.
I mean, everybody has their own taste on that.
Of course. So then, don't watch it for the stable. Dude, watch it for the matches, man. I mean, come on. You gotta admit, this time for TNA has better matches than Raw or SmackDown sometimes.
Well, like I said before, I think that Raw's top of the line, I think TNA is second, I think SmackDown's third. Out of the three main shows, at least.
I mean, come on, man, think about it. TNA does something that, that WWE has done in so long. What's one of the divisions that they got rid of in WWE? The cruiserweight / light heavyweight. Right or wrong?
Yep.
But whereas TNA actually focuses on not just the heavyweight title, not just the knockouts and the tag team and the TV, but at the same time, they also focus on the X Division title. Yeah, and fucking... Yeah, Michael Cole's been a part of the WWE since 1997.
And yet, he's still horrible.
Exactly. Whereas Mike Tenay actually knows what the hell he's talking about, and at the same time, Mike Tenay, Mike Tenay ain't got a problem getting in Taz's face. Think about it, he ain't got a problem getting in Taz's face for anything. And yeah, fucking Mike Tenay has been around a hell of a lot longer, and not just in TNA either.
I said that already.
Mike Tenay was also part of WCW from 1994 to 2001.
So he's been around a hell of a lot longer than Michael Cole, so he knows a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that, Cole's always around, the likes of Jerry King Lawler, JBL, Taz. I mean, come on. You think he'd pick up a hell of a lot more about wrestling moves and stuff like that. To actually call an actual move the proper way. Cole always gets the fucking, for some reason he confuses the fucking moves. Because, when Jericho's doing the Lion Tamer, they call it the Walls of Jericho. Well, Cole calls it the Walls of Jericho anyway.
And the funny thing is that, considering, we all know it's scripted, it's like, how the hell can he get that wrong? He should know what he's going to do.
Exactly.
And they have notes that they are reading. That just proves that Cole's an idiot.
It's not just that. I mean, come on. Look at it. I mean, like, really think about it. You know, and obviously, you think all you, like, other people, you know, that's been, you know, commentary with Logan Cole. The Miz, even though we hate him. You know, the Miz has been around with them. I mean, you know, even Jericho has, you know, been time a commentator with Cole. And yet, he still can't fucking get the fucking moves right.
I think I'll be happy if Michael Cole just left the business completely.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, the only thing that was kind of honorable that he ever did was, like, that whole time when Jerry the King Lawler, like, when he passed out when that happened. Like, the fact that, I mean, even though he didn't want to break character, but it was a good thing that he actually did break character. Because that was, you know what I mean, right?
Yep.
At least he wasn't a total asshole there, because, I mean, if you break character, then, I don't know, I think Vince would have probably been pissed at him.
However, I think the no DQ, fight kind of fucked up, though. Just because it's so fast. They put the whole thing about Punk being added to a house show and the JBL and Cole show on under TNA.
Okay, so basically, Punk going to a house show means he invaded a TNA house show. It's JBL and Cole there, too.
But, I mean, there again, I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, like, if TNA really wanted to, and, you know, and they've got the fucking muscle and they've got the wrestlers to do it, like, if they really wanted to, like, invade, you know, the likes of Raw or SmackDown, they could.
I mean, they could, but I don't see that happening until Vince McMahon decides that he wants to buy TNA, but I think he's kind of smarter because he sees it's good that there's competition for the business.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, come on. Do you really think, you know, the WWE's going to deny the likes of fucking Kurt Angle or Jeff Hardy into the building, you know, as fans, you know, to actually watch, you know, like a Raw or a SmackDown event?
I don't think they would.
Or even the likes of Matt Morgan or Hulk Hogan or Sting. No.
So, do you think that Sting's going to end up heading to WWE or not?
You never know.
That's one of the things I kind of wonder, because I thought the only reason they put him in that promo video is because they're in talks with him again. Because his contract's about to end in, whatever, a few months or something.
Exactly.
And, I mean, it's like one of the things that we know that Sting wants to at least go into WWE, at least at one time. And, I mean, he only probably has about, what, 2-3 years left that he can wrestle for.
Yeah, about that.
So, I mean, if he wants to go to WWE eventually, I think that probably the best time to do it will be now. Because, I mean, if he goes now, then that could set up a match between, I mean, I hope if he goes to WWE, they set up a match him versus Taker.
Yep.
But, I mean, honestly, it depends on what he chooses to do. If he goes WWE, that match should happen, but that would just be a match that would be more for, you know, the fans that are, like, older and, like, understand the business better rather than the kids, because the kids won't understand who the hell he is.
Exactly.
I mean, this match that the kids would probably want to see is John Cena versus The Undertaker.
But my question is, where the fuck is Ghetto G at?
Exactly. Did he die?
No clue.
Oh, I'm on Facebook. Hey, you dead, man?
Hey, Ghetto, are you dead?
No, my son. I have risen.
Arigato.
Sorry, my child. You must speak English.
We're shocked he still knows English.
Well, my son, stop pretending to be the godfather.
I am not pretending to be the godfather. I am pretending to be your maker.
Okay, Scar.
The man above. Man, I'm not quoting a goddamn movie, motherfucker.
What's a movie?
I'm not quoting a movie.
But what is a movie? That is the question.
Something that people rot their brains on.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
And make you think horrific things. And then try to follow through on them in real life.
And like with DNA, that the A's and A storyline is going to last another 12 years probably.
Man, I swear he's fucking hung up in the whole fucking A's and A shit.
That's
all he fucking...
Fuck.
You know, after all he talks about is the fucking Aces and Eights. That's all he talks about, ever.
Maybe he's in Aces and Eights.
God damn it, Kel. You have to tell him my secret.
he's going to be the next one they're going to reveal next week.
Yeah. As a new VP.
Yeah. Except whenever they're going to go to reveal him, man, he's going to be a black guy.
That turns into an African-Mexican midget.
That somehow transforms.
Of course.
And after all that, the minute he gets revealed as a VP, Luke Gallows kicks his head off.
And goes back to the straight edge society.
But that would be funny as all hell.
I don't know, man. I really don't think CM Punk has a script anymore. I think they just let him go out and talk.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure with him, because he's such a good talker, they don't really need him to have a script. They just tell him, okay, these are the points we want you to hit. And
because
tell him
he
that,
just comes out and he just tells people to shut up and no one cares. I'm sure nobody wrote that type of shit.
Exactly. I think it's probably because he's one of the best talkers in the business today, so they just let him do his own thing. They just say, these are the points we want you to talk about, and just do it.
Like, they got that going on, and then on the other hand, they got fucking Paul Heyman pretending to be like his fucking lover or some shit, always telling him, I love you, man.
He's probably going to double cross him and money to tank.
And then whenever he gets an elbow to the face, they sit there for like the next 20 minutes. Oh my God, he got punched in the face. No, he didn't. It was terrible acting by Paul Heyman, too, after he got knocked over. He's on the ground twitching his shit. Like, really, man, you didn't even get hit. Wow. Oh, and there's another thing on SmackDown that happened during that CM Punk Del Rio match. Whenever CM Punk went to lift him up, the fucking referee was even shocked. He's like, oh.
Wow.
Why was he so surprised?
How was this supposed to happen?
Like, oh my God. You don't ever see referees react to anything.
Exactly. They're basically emotionals out there.
All you see is them randomly have gloves on because somebody starts bleeding, and then they magically disappear afterwards. And then this time, it's the first time you see a facial expression.
Yeah, exactly. But still, always remember the best one of them all. The one where the referee in the start of the match had no gloves on, and somewhere by the end of the match he had a glove on.
But the thing is, they still do that, man. I'm just guessing that they got them in their pockets at all times.
They probably do. That was one of those funny moments. But where the fuck did he get the glove from?
Either they're secretly killing people, or it's for safety precautions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, can you dig that, player?
Sucker.
I said player. Because Teddy Long, man, he's turning into Booker T.
Great.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. But he is, you know, trying to be Booker T, though.
Just a Booker T that doesn't know how to wrestle.
Although Teddy Long came out on SmackDown and he didn't make a tag team match, though.
Holy shit. It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
He made a one-on-one match.
Was it with The Undertaker?
No, it was with CM Punk and Del Rio.
Wow. He went to not make a tag team match for once.
And then, you know how that match ended?
Nope.
In a count out.
Oh,
double count out.
So he either made tag team matches or matches that end in count out.
Dude, every match lately ends in a count out.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
I know.
It's like, why are we even watching this?
It's like, okay, let's see. Curtis Axel versus John Cena. Going to count out. I'm going to go get drunk. I'll come back in 15.
Curtis Axel. Boring.
Yeah. There's a fucking... Now there's one thing that TNA does not have. They do not have Curtis Axel, thank God.
Yeah, and they do not have Crimson, because he got fired.
They don't have who?
Crimson.
Isn't he in TNA?
He was, but he got fired.
For what, having a stupid name?
No, they released like 8 people today.
Oh yeah, who else left?
Taylor Hendricks.
What the hell?
Madison Rain.
That was one good thing that, wait, Madison Rain, you say? What the hell, they're releasing all the good people?
Well,
they released Judy Chris.
Chris. Madison Rain was not released, fool. Her contract expired. I already told you this. And the fact that she's pregnant... Do you really think that she's going to resign anytime soon while she's pregnant? No.
Why not? Fucking,
yeah, why not?
Fucking King Kong got signed a deal, got pregnant, and left a week later.
Because I think with Madison Rain is actually smart and more actually focused on being pregnant, having the kid, and being a mother. And then after all that's done... She's like, I'm like, you know, Karma, a.k.a. King Kong. Madison Rain actually plans to fucking re-sign to TNA.
I don't know why the hell anybody would ever think about that. You gotta be on crack to do that.
Yeah, man, fucking, but Taz re-signed, of course, to TNA.
What the hell? That's not what was supposed to happen. Fuck you, Taz. Pussy.
Yeah, but I do agree again with the fact that they released Taylor Hendricks was fucking retarded.
Yeah. People actually wanted to see her.
Hell yeah. And her fucking ginormous titty.
Well, everybody has their flaws.
Yeah, like Brie Bella. She has no tits, but Nikki makes up for that.
But speaking of a chick and her giant teeth, fucking, do you ever notice Fandango has some fucked up teeth?
Boy, it is a teeth. It is a titties.
What?
Okay, apparently I have exclusively had Fandango titties.
What the fuck?
Wait, what the fuck just happened here?
No, Ghetto.
Have you been talking about titties? You talking about Fandango? Is that talking about titties?
Yeah, no, Ghetto. I said, you know, everybody enjoys, you know, Taylor Hendricks and her ginormous titties.
Oh, I thought you were cracking a joke about how she got big ass teeth, which she does.
Yeah, teeth.
Wow.
There you go, Fandango's messed up teeth.
So I thought we were talking about teeth, so I brought up Fandango and how he always smiles and shit, and his teeth are all fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just like fucking Oksana has some fucking weird ass tits.
Yeah, but you can't even notice that unless you, like, look at pictures.
I kind of actually noticed it during, you know, during her match with Paige on NXT.
Man, that's because you were looking for it.
Well, that's because I was staring right at him.
Looking for it, exactly.
Because once somebody points something out, man, you're going to keep looking for it.
Well, I wanted to say, I think Paige would definitely make a perfect diva, though. Like, they need to bring her in, like, I don't know, like, have her face, like, fucking AJ for the fucking diva title.
Well, I guess they'd much rather have whoever the hell those two other chicks were.
Yeah, I have no clue who the fuck they were. One black chick, I think she was black. And then they had the chick with red hair.
Wait, how can you not tell if she's black? I think she's black. It's pretty easy to tell if a chick's black or not.
Well, Chris, considering the fact, you know, if she's, you know, really light skinned, it's kind of hard to tell there, Chris, considering the fact that she's half black and half white.
Dun, dun, dun.
It doesn't seem like common sense to be able to tell if a chick is black or not.
Well, Chris, let's put it this way. My 4-year-old little cousin, he's part black and half white. He looks more white than he is black.
You need to get that boy some sun, then.
Exactly. So he stays black.
Let's see if we can figure out what the fuck their names were.
Well, while you do that, you know what? You could play me a song.
Depends on if we have it.
You do have it, because I run the soundboard. So, I want to hear Butcher Babies, I Smell a Massacre.
Ah, just for Jerry.
No, for me.
We can do that. Going down to there. No. their names are Eva Marie and JoJo Offerman.
Excuse me?
Eva Marie and JoJo Offerman. That's the two divas.
Oh, yeah? And where do they go from?
We'll see.
Did you just say the pussy?
Yes.
Wow.
Man, I don't know where the fuck that came from. It came from somewhere.
Well, I mean, you watch NXT. So are they
there? They should say where they come from on NXT.
Except they're not from NXT.
What do they do, just pick up some random hookers?
Yeah, okay, so we're just take some random hookers, see, and we're going to make them wrestle, because hookers don't have a fight when it comes to money.
Like, nobody knows who the fuck they are or what the hell are they doing there.
I have no clue, but I go on to say did not come from NXT.
Well, if the hooker idea is true, and just remember, Florida has the best hookers, apparently.
Well, speaking of hookers, Lita was once a hooker.
Yeah.
Don't doubt it at all.
She used to come out with the Godfather.
I'm trying to figure out where this fucking chick came from.
It's really not that important. But,
Oh, have his fun searching. Every time he finds out, the show will be over.
Man, I think Havoc should have just been a search engine.
Exactly.
Apparently, it's the JoJo apparently debuted. On fucking main event.
Who the fuck watches that?
Havoc.
I tried watching that a few times, but it was very painful. Because I had to keep saying the same shit that I've already seen. And the match took forever to begin.
Exactly, like 30 minutes just hyping it up. And then I'll watch 10 minutes and then the show's over.
Yeah. Giant suck ass.
Did you say it's time to suck ass?
I said the giant suck ass.
I mean, that's no way to talk about yourself.
No, as in, you know, the San Francisco Giants.
What about the Giants?
I thought he was talking in football when he said the Giants.
I thought he said giant kiss ass.
Of course, you have San Francisco Giants and not football, right?
I thought he was talking about football when he said the Giants suck ass. I thought he was talking football originally, but apparently he's talking baseball.
Yep.
That would be the New York Giants.
Yeah, that'd be the NFL team.
Yeah. But anyway, what about the baseball Giants?
They suck.
So
baseball
sucks
overall too.
Much like the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
He goes from baseball to hockey.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean,
because,
shit, I don't watch baseball at all, but fuck.
I don't either. Eva Marie's fucking, apparently is a big fan of the fucking San Francisco Giants.
Ooh. I guess that's how she got a job.
Probably. either that or, you know, through the fucking prostitute, you know, just happen to come across one of the fucking WWE superstars.
So we're back to the hooker thing.
Oh, man, having his damn hookers.
I mean, you know, she does look, I mean, she does look like a hooker.
So do you, but that doesn't mean you're a hooker.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's the tranny. It's the tranny that looks more like a hooker.
No, that thing looks like a fucking Barbie doll, okay?
A Barbie doll hooker.
A Barbie doll hooker, there you go.
Like, I wonder how he wanted to hit on it.
It looks like a fucking, like, alien. Like, you know? It's like it's not even real. It was just, like, put in the photo. It's just real creepy.
That's possible.
You put that thing in, like, a... Put that thing in there. Share a link.
Yep.
Anyway, you can put that scary thing in like a store as like a mannequin.
Probably.
Although there will be no twisted singing the whole I fell in love with a mannequin.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. How does that go? I love a mannequin. Should I be panicking? something. I don't know. I forget.
You a dead motherfucker now.
Oh, great, playing Call of Duty again.
No. I saw some fucking bug gun walking across my room. So I just took my shoe and I just slammed it. I just fucking threw my shoe on it.
Yeah, fuck bugs. Especially those little gnats or whatever the fuck they are always flying around my fucking head.
Yeah, but the thing, like, I have no idea what, how these bugs can even get into my fucking room.
The same reason.
It smells like your farts.
The same reason stink bugs come out of nowhere.
Yeah, because I just know. That's
chilling and you look at something, it's like, what the fuck?
I mean, come on, there's like, no fucking way. Like, place for them to come out. Like, my fucking air conditioner's like sealed up tightly. My fucking window's sealed up tight. My fucking dust and fucking gorilla tape and everything.
Gorilla tape.
So how the fuck are these things even getting into my room?
I don't know. Maybe your mom's fucking with you. She just gets a bunch of bugs and she sends them in your room.
I went out with it. His mom probably.
I mean, come on, fucking today alone, I found like a fucking beetle, a fucking hornet in my fucking room, a fucking earwig.
Oh man, fuck those.
Yeah, like the fucking earwig was like all up in my fucking blinds and shit. Like, what the fuck? Where the hell did you come from?
Yeah, those things are fucking everywhere.
Yeah. They don't go. They don't ever go away. They don't seem to die that quickly either.
Man, fuck that! I stepped on that shit. That shit dies real quick.
What the fuck? Go away! Yeah, I must. Send you this, so either way, get up.
Link to what?
Some fucking modeling page.
Modeling page? Man, it ain't no fat bitches, is it?
Nope. I mean, well, this one does. It ain't ugly as all hell. Blech. Dead Dolls Houston. I'm sorry, but, Dead Dolls? They dead.
Okay, then.
Let me see if I can find a full gang grouped up. Already got a leg page up. I was on.
Damn white pages.
I found it. Called Bad Girls Modeling Page.
Oh. Bad Girls. And why do I need to see this page?
I don't know. Just figure out the sentence to you anyways.
I thought there was a reason.
I mean, you know, there are some fucking good-looking models up on this shit.
Now, when you say models, are they models or girls
or
that have cell phones?
Are they Facebook models?
Girls that have cell phones.
They're models.
Because every fucking model on page got bitches fucking taking pictures in the fucking mirror.
And the models. Here. Here.
Are you making noises or are you saying names?
I'm saying names as it's, I said share.
What about Cher? She's old.
Yeah, but she still looks good though. Kind of like Madonna.
Who cares about Madonna?
Yeah, even our kids don't even give a damn about her.
Oh, I don't know about that one, Chris.
Well, Chris seems to know about that.
I don't think he gives on that. Because nobody gives a fuck about Madonna.
I'm sure there's some people. I'm just not here.
I'll wait till you find somebody who gives a fuck about her.
Alright. I'll get back to you.
5 years later.
I'm sure if I really wanted to know, I could find somebody.
Yeah, I'll get this on Facebook chat. Who likes Madonna?
Yeah, then I'll get off. Why the fuck are you posting this?
And they delete everybody who likes her.
Well, I guess one dude, man, he was talking about, you know, the whole electrical tape look, you know, that bitches be doing.
Yeah.
He was like, that's a waste of tape. I was like, well, that was a waste of a combat. And he said that was a waste of a reply. And I said, you're a waste of a Facebook friend.
And what did he say about that one?
He said that was a waste of a follow-up reply. And then he got deleted. And then this girl commented something, said she thought it was cool or whatever, and I was like, he's no longer with us.
He died. Kind of like Rabbit was no longer with us last night.
Yeah, and then at like 5 in the morning she came back. start talking on the video that I posted.
that bitch gets fucking pissed off over the stupidest fucking things.
Exactly. She should know we're fucking assholes and we have to mess with her once in a while.
But you should know that we win if we make somebody leave their own status.
Exactly, if they unfollow their own fucking status.
Who the hell leaves their own status? If anything, you would have the upper hand and either delete us or delete the damn status.
Exactly. Why would you unfollow it? It's like, if it really pissed you the hell off, then just fucking delete the status.
People aren't too bright. She probably enjoyed it. She just, didn't want to show it.
Exactly. The only comment she deleted was the one that having said something that I did, which was not true.
Yes, it is. I heard you say it.
Yeah. That's the only one she knew how to delete. The rest, she totally forgot how to. She had a moment where she wasn't a blonde. Then she reverted backwards.
I think if she was a blonde, she might be a little bit smarter.
Probably would be.
And that's saying something.
Jeff made fucking Carrie seem smart.
Carrie? I don't know. Carrie's not that dumb. I don't know.
Oh, come on. She can't even spell the word can't properly.
She can't spell can't?
She spells can't. Oh. C-A-I-N-T.
Oh.
Well, then what the fuck?
I don't know.
I can't find the autocorrect on my iPhone. That'd be the perfect comment when she writes that again.
And the funny thing is, I think she uses her fucking iPhone for this shit too. And it comes with autocorrect.
Exactly. It goes through autocorrect. And it doesn't correct it for her because it likes making her look stupid.
Yeah, it's like the phone I use, man. I don't put fucking apostrophes or anything. It just does it for me.
My question is, why the fuck can't it, actually help her spell?
because the phone just likes to laugh at her.
And it likes to make everybody else laugh at her.
It's like, ah, look at this dumb bitch can't spell.
Can't spell, can't.
By the way, she's definitely not black. She's Dominican.
Who the hell are we talking about?
Nobody knows anymore.
I'm talking about JoJo Offerman, one of the new dealers that reported about WWE.
And that was like a half an hour ago.
Exactly.
Where do you go, Chris? That's exactly why you can't tell if she's black or not, because most Dominicans actually look like they're black, when they're not really.
Yeah, Chris, so you're black.
Yeah, nice. I learned that a while ago, my nigga.
Wow.
You know, I did have a track I wanted to play earlier. Let's play it out.
It's too late now.
I want to dedicate it to our one caller today.
Yeah, fuck that. that bitch don't get any fucking tracks dedicated to him. He's just a bitch.
Because he hates them all.
Exactly.
Bitch, use a hoe. I know, use a bitch.
I got my first real six-string.
Hey, we're back.
Summer of 69. What the fuck does that got to do with anything?
I have no clue. I wanted to play it.
Why?
I like that track.
Why?
We're losing them, Chris.
Exactly.
And there we go again. Another fucking Beatle gets in my goddamn room. Where the fuck are these things coming from?
You probably passed gas. That's why the Beatles are coming in.
Man, if I pass gas, I'm pretty sure the fucking it would kill the damn thing.
Yeah, then why do fly plain on dog shit?
That's their food.
Yeah.
I'm still passing gas and shitting is the same exact thing. Pretty much to fly, so.
So are you saying
stay around it.
So when you say when I fart, I shit?
Yeah, apparently.
No, I'm saying because it's basically the same type of smell, so they probably stay around it.
My shit doesn't smell like my farts.
Wait, so Chris, are you trying to say that your farts smell the same as your shit?
Nope. Not at all.
That's a shitty situation.
It really would be.
Oh, man, Chris, that's what you just said.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you just, I mean, what you just said, your fart and shit smell the same. Like, come on. So does that mean your shit and fart smell the same thing? Like, the same way every single time?
Well, if you eat Mexican food all the time, I'm pretty sure it smells the same all the time.
What the hell?
What the fuck does that have to do with it?
Because that makes everything nastier.
Wow, man.
You know what? That's giving me my new quote from Chris.
What's that?
It's going right on Facebook.
Tag Rabbit in it.
Might as well.
Take care of you in it too, because it's after midnight.
Exactly. Because she'll love the fact that it's after midnight.
Isn't there a song called that too? After midnight.
Living at the midnight.
Huh?
I believe so.
Do you know the words to it?
Only one I know is Living at the Midnight.
Do you know the words to it?
But we have it on the soundboard.
No, because if you play it and it's not the right trick, I don't want to hear it.
By Judas Priest.
Well, do you know any of the words off of it?
It's Living After Midnight. That's about it.
Wow.
Yeah, you really? Say Living After Midnight. The song Living After Midnight.
He knows
wow.
The title of it. That's all the words he knows. What the hell?
The smartest one from having ever is right there.
Jeez, you're like my mom, man. She don't ever know the words.
There we go. LG, like I said, has been tagged. Jeff
no,
Rabbit is being tagged. And Carrie's being tagged because he's still online.
Uh-oh. But it's after midnight.
And Chris, you don't need to be tagged because your name's already in it. It's a quote from you.
Gotta love quotes from Chris.
Yeah. Like fucking Chris Waldrick.
Just start making pictures like him. Stupid pictures people always post with the random gay ass sayings in the middle.
Oh,
of
you mean those damn memes?
Like some stupid, you know, sentimental bullshit. We should start making those with Chris sayings.
They should let fucking Bo Dallas wrestle on Raw or SmackDown.
They should get Bo Dallas off of fucking wrestling, period.
Well, I mean, you know, he is a part of the main roster.
Why? He's a goofy-looking motherfucker.
I mean, hey, you know, they got him, they got his, and of course they got his brother coming, making his debut.
Is he gonna beat Big E too?
Well, I mean, you know,
you want another try, ghetto?
That's like a tongue twister right there.
Is he gonna beat Big E too?
Oh, I mean, I'm pretty sure he will, since, you know, he already has.
That's what I'm saying, motherfucker. They had that goofy motherfucker beat Big E for a championship that means nothing. But I'm saying they had him beat him. Are they going to bring his brother in and do the same thing?
Actually, Ghetto, his brother is actually someone you've actually been waiting to see debut.
The Wyatt family?
Nope. That would be correct.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'd like to be serious for a minute.
His brother's actually Bray Wyatt, a.k.a. Husky Harris.
What?
Yeah, that's his actual brother.
That's interesting. They don't look like they'd be related.
They are.
And why the hell does that dude wear a mask like Cody Rhodes?
That's fucking down. Chris Jericho's out here.
Why?
Because Jericho decided to give him the idea of wearing a fucking mask to matches and shit.
He kind of looked like Cody Rhodes, but then again, he kind of looked like that character I got on WWE 13, that diabolical dude.
Yeah, he does. He looks the same.
Because he's wearing that damn mask.
Yeah, fucking Wyndham Rotunda, a.k.a. Husky Harris, a.k.a. Bray Wyatt. And then his brother.
Every fucking name he has sucks.
Oh. Well, actually, Wyndham is actually the name that he got from his uncle, Kendall Wyndham, and Barry Wyndham, who are actually the brothers of Mike Rotunda, a.k.a. the IRS man. So it's funny how IRS man has two sons in fucking wrestling now.
Oh, yeah? Just like Rikishi.
Yeah. Except, you know, Rikishi's son's actually going for some title, finally.
Yeah, since they realized nobody else deserved a shot.
So, when they're going for the titles, did they also do it for The Rock?
What?
Oh, fuck!
I go back to the old school shit. Like, when Rikishi made his debut, ran over Stone Cold, I did it for The Rock.
And my question is, why the fuck would you see that now?
I don't know. I've had that thing in my mind for some damn long time for some reason.
Why?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Because it relates to Rikishi?
I don't mean jack shit.
I'm so lost on the fuck is wrong with you.
I'm also what the fuck's wrong with that, but then again, the way we're trying to figure that one out, that's a lost cause.
Yeah, but at least I'm not bringing up the fucking whole Rikishi and Rock shit. I did it for The Rock crap. I mean, yeah, that was fucking funny, but at the same time, it was retarded as all hell. But,
I don't even remember that.
I remember that shit. Yeah, when Rikishi, like when fucking Stone Cold got ran over that fucking time and turned out to be Rikishi behind the reel. And he said he did it for The Rock and shit. And apparently,
yeah, and they were promoting him to come in as a baby face.
Cesaro's and Chris Sims. The Usos are going to be saying the same thing. We want it for The Rock. I'm like, really?
Yeah, that'll happen.
Of course it will.
Chris, I'm pretty sure if Roman Reigns didn't do it, I don't think the Usos are going to do it.
Yeah. He beat up The Rock.
Exactly.
He did it for McMahon.
I mean, come on, Chris. I mean, like, come on. Did you really expect from Roman Reigns to beat up The Rock and say, like, I did it for The Rock?
That'd be awesome.
Nothing like getting back to me on time, slow ass motherfucker.
My last slow ass motherfucker.
What?
Hey, who got back to you on time?
Nobody ever gets back to me on time.
Trying to make some food with hot sauce.
Of course you are, fat ass.
Exactly.
And some motherfucking hot sauce.
Yeah, so you take a nice big shit.
Eh, why not?
I mean, fart.
Just for Chris.
Okay, that just sounds gay.
Well, Chris, well, you know,
you
are the one who...
It sounds gay.
Well, Chris, consider that, you know, you are the one who said that farts and shits are the same damn thing.
Yes. Yes, Havoc. That is correct.
But still, the fact that he tried to dedicate one to me, that's kind of gay.
From your earlier message, yeah, he doesn't allow me to promote on his page, so I don't allow him to come to our show.
Exactly. Hooray, White Castle. That's what we need around here in fucking Denver. We need a fucking White Castle fucking. Like, that's a White Castle fucking restaurant.
Wow, somebody actually liked that.
The fucking fart and shit thing?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Let me guess, there's a rabbit.
No,
somebody,
it's somebody named Kathleen, whatever. Princess Ninja.
I'll look at that when I go upstairs.
My question is, why the hell is her last name Princess?
It's not.
Ninjet.
Did you say why is the last name Ninjet?
I said, why the hell is her last name Princess Ninjet?
Why does that even matter?
It's a weird ass last name.
Well, Chris, that's not her actual last name. You know that, right?
Man, I'm tired of people. Oh, man. I didn't realize I was in that group. Man, I'm tired of people seeing or posting links for fucking razor blade reel. Nobody gives a fuck about that, though.
That motherfucker just needs to go ahead and die.
Why do girls get sucked into his shitty music? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Why did Chris get sucked into fucking Psycho Killer's shitty music?
I am not.
He loves it.
No way. I'm not into that fucking music.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Fucking, like exactly how many... How many times did he mention that motherfucker's name up on here? Like, almost every single chance he got?
Oh, and Chris, that girl's last name is Austin, you dickhead.
Oh. Well, I know. I'm not going to her profile, the stalker page.
As for the rest of her thing, her name is Kathleen Princess Ninja Doll Austin.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's more to it. God damn.
I know who she is. She's the owner of the that modeling page that I sent you to Ghetto.
Serious?
Yes.
I didn't even look at that yet.
Yeah, but let me know when carry a fucking rabbit like that shit.
Yeah, good luck with that.
If that ever happens.
Exactly. We'll probably see in about 8 hours. Carrie bitching, you guys tag me after midnight.
Well, bitch, you're on anyway, so get the fuck over it.
Yeah, bitch.
Fucking bitches.
Go back to your fucking wannabe rednecks.
Yeah, be the only person that's a wannabe redneck.
Did you just say you're the only person that's a wannabe redneck? What the fuck?
And then go back to being the only person that is a wannabe redneck.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm thinking I'll put some pickles on my fucking White Castles. Or jalapenos. I think.
That girl would take a full picture instead of half of her face.
But she only has half a face.
Maybe that's the issue.
She's a female version of Two-Face.
Get up, man. What do you think of the fucking preview for that new movie, The Conjuring?
I don't know. I guess it looks alright.
Hell yeah, man. It's about damn time they fucking did something based on the fucking Warren.
On the what?
On the Warren.
Okay, then.
We have no clue what the hell he's saying, but it looks good.
I'm gonna guess and say Chris has never heard of the Warrens before.
I'm not even quite sure what the hell that is.
Exactly. We all know what the hell it is. I can't hear how he's pronouncing it. The Warrens?
Yes, Chris Warren.
Like Warren G?
In a way.
Man, why the hell did you make me like his page, man? She got like 3 fucking pictures.
Then why not?
Hey, check out this modeling page with 3 photos.
Okay, Ed and Lorraine Warren, to be exact. Pretty much like Ed and Lorraine Warren are pretty much paranormal investigators, you know, and of course, they did investigations, of course, like the Amityville Horror. And I mean the actual Amityville Horror.
I don't fucking know. Some chick. Man, I got all these damn pages on here that don't even speak English.
Oh, well, why?
So half the time I don't even know what the fuck they're saying. But mainly just like them because I got a bunch of hot bitches on their page.
Yeah, I found that Wikipedia on my phone quickly. I looked at it. So you could have said the people with the Amityville Horror. Would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, considering the fact, you know, they did more than just the Amityville crew.
Well, I mean, I know that. I'm just thinking, could have said that, because that would have been like, oh, those people. And then, you know, that would have been an easier way to figure out who the hell they are.
I should, I mean, you know, like... They've done a shitload of, you know, Amityville Horror, the fucking demon murder trial.
Something with a werewolf, apparently.
Yep. Now, finally... Yes, we got a movie coming out based on, you know, everything they've written. Like, in, like, all their books and shit.
They also have something to do with the Smurl family, which I totally misread that the first time I read the name and read Smurf family.
Yeah, well, the Smurl family, I remember that shit. Well, I wonder if Rabbit even fucking saw that post. Let's find out.
She's probably drunk this bug, so she probably missed it.
Yeah, and Carrie probably passed the fuck out, so she probably missed it too.
Man, she'd miss it if it was right in front of her.
She'd miss it if he told it straight to her face.
Oh, I think I think Rabbit fucking deleted it.
Probably, knowing her.
Oh man, all these desperate ass people in this single juggalos and juggalettes.
No, I should post on fucking this as well. And
no, no,
the circus.
No offense, Avi. Why don't you hit up that girl that's on there, man? She's all busted looking. Hit her up. She's looking for a juggalo.
Does he like your type, Havoc?
Hell no, fuck that.
Like she posted a picture, she's looking all fucking retarded, like, duh. And then people hitting her up saying she hot. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Man, don't lie to poor girl. I don't think this dude's lotus cross on his arm is big enough.
Probably not.
It looks fucking huge. Like, what the fuck?
Apparently by the time the comment and somebody says about the car getting stolen. But not to look at our post.
Somebody's car gets stolen?
Yeah, from a Walmart parking lot.
From a Walmart parking lot?
Exactly. 2 hours ago. Even though she was 2 hours late on the I'm so sorry comment.
Stupid-ass people.
Exactly. Yeah, it's something called locking your car.
And on top of that, like, Walmart got, like, a bunch of cops up there, a bunch of cameras.
Exactly. It's like, how does the car get stolen? And if it's stolen, it'll only be stolen for, like, 5 minutes before the person's arrested. And the car doesn't even sound like good. Gold 1994 Saturn, four-door.
Why the hell is all that... Why do you know all this?
I was looking at the stuff where I saw Rabbit commented on. I thought brought it up on my page.
Oh. Nigga, what the hell did you send me now?
You know, this right here is something that Ghetto G would say.
Okay.
Then I grew up some dude named Anthony said, fuck you all, and Wicked, you better stop. If you don't know me, I'm going to block you. And she goes, I better stop, or what? You'll fucking capsize me to death?
Yeah, I was reading that earlier because this chick is looking for a juggalo, and then all of a sudden you got two douchebags on your shit that you posted fighting. Like, really?
And I fight over a bitch that don't look good either.
My ninja razor blade real. Fuck your ninja, bitch. put him in a trash can along with another douchebag.
And along with the alcoholic rabbit.
Oh, here we go. What is this? Dinner's ready. Steak, potatoes, and mushrooms, and squash. With my alcoholic boyfriend and some other person.
Yeah, alcoholic dinner. So how many times a week do you eat that, rabbit? I mean, a perfect comment. What?
I mean, I mean, at least she knows how to cook. I mean, that's one good thing about her.
One good thing about the alcoholic, knows how to cook.
Oh, wait. This picture says, I'm a motherfucking monster. And then I thought that was for that dude that we just listened to yesterday. He said, that's, I'm a goddamn monster. Who the fuck is Diabolical SG?
I don't know.
Or Diabolical the Monster. Good. What the hell is this shit? Apparently, he has something to do with LSP.
Never even heard of him.
Why is everybody obsessed with LSP? I mean, yeah, they make some decent shit, but my God, man. You're allowed to listen to other people.
Yeah. But man, it's funny how that... One douchebag is getting all pissed because he got people calling him a stalker.
So now who's the new stalker?
Man, I hate these stupid things that wrestling pages do where they cut the person's head off and you have to guess whose head goes there.
Well, it's a Fruity Powell shirt, then we all know who it is.
It says, find his head, and then it says, find my head. I don't know, man. Maybe that's The Rock's body. No, it's fucking Randy Orton, you dipshit.
How the hell can we get that wrong?
Man, these people got all these people on this page and commenting and shit, man. We can't get one goddamn person to talk.
And there is one person, somebody we don't want to talk to.
Man, this is completely me right here. You never realize how boring your life is until someone asks you what you like to do for fun.
And you answer nothing.
I like to pick fights with people online.
That's the answer to that. What do you like to do for fun? I like to pick fights with people online.
And I like to watch people fight online. Like, and then, some girl that has a boyfriend, and then that has a whole bunch of dudes on her page, and then she posts up a picture, and then they go all nuts, and they say stupid shit to her, you know? Like, oh, you're so fine, or some shit like that, and then the boyfriend sees it, and then he sits there and fights with him. That's always a fun time. And then the girl comes back later and posts a status about it.
And status is something like this. My boyfriend's such a douchebag. She's like this. and all the guys comment on it again, and their boyfriend gets pissed at all the guys that fight all of them again.
Actually, it was kind of funny because I'm just, you know, sitting here watching this motherfucker fight with this dude, Anthony Termini. Calling him a stalker. He's just fucking fighting back with him, just fucking threatening to block everybody.
Okay, where is his status? I want to just put my flavor on it.
Wow, dude. This chick turned into us. She says, I have unfriended some people for not liking this page. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to promote ill film.
Hell no. That bitch sucks.
So you better unfriend me now. And I don't know who the fuck the rest of these people were.
Oh, I remember who found that person. That was that lovely monster known as Dawn. She's the one who found him. No wonder he sucks.
Yeah, well, you know, at least I ain't got to worry about that bitch fucking deleting me, because I deleted her a long time ago.
Same here.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Dawn.
Oh.
Yeah, because, ain't that who you talking about?
Yep.
No. That's not who I'm talking about.
I said that she's the person who found that person. That ill Phil or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, can we get that slutty Carrie back? I used to take pictures from him.
Last time I remember that Dom was ever called in here was when we had Psycho Jesus on here and he was like kind of trolling her.
Yeah, he trolled her on his interview. So
exactly.
It's really not trolling, then.
It was funny, though.
Now,
she
was...
so pissed off.
Well, he asked a simple question.
Exactly.
And then didn't you say she fat?
One of us did.
I swear it was you, man. Like, you just blurted it out. Like, boom.
I think it was me or you. One of us.
I don't think I was on the phone. I mean, I heard it, though. I don't think I was on the phone, though. Was I?
I think that was in the after hour part.
No, dude. I think the show was still going. Where people came.
It was one of them said she was fat, and then he asked, well, what kind of cat, you know?
Yeah. Then that definitely had to be you. Definitely had to be you then.
I think Havoc was the one who answered.
No, I think Psycho Jesus answered that.
Yeah, it was Psycho Jesus that answered that, you know, answered Dawn being fat and shit.
So did anybody ever send him a picture?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to see that whenever he's fucking Miss Kisa, you know?
I don't think that.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go from fucking staring at a hot ass chick to one fat, ugly bitch.
Yeah, man. You got a fine ass bitch to be fucking.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
But I'm pretty sure if, you know, like if someone sent him a picture of fucking Dawn, they'd both puke.
Damn, man. You fucking harsh.
Oh, it's true.
I'm sensing you don't like her very much.
Man, honestly, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Dawn fucking puked when seeing her own self in the mirror.
So apparently this means having wants to date Dawn. Well, you get a want to date the Monica. God damn, you guys want to date crazy bitches.
Did you just say I wanted to date the Monica?
Exactly.
Get out.
Get out and go jump off a bridge.
That's like saying I like Little Wayne. Get the fuck out.
Can't stand Dawn either. That bitch is annoying as fuck. I'm in a tight battle, bitch. You can't battle to save your fucking life.
What are you talking about, man? We were in a tight battle the other night on here. Don't you remember?
That was fucking horrible.
You can go tell them to type battle one of them people that got those computers that they have to use to talk.
They probably would.
They probably lose to that too.
Maybe not. I will murder you.
Bring that sunlight out.
I hate type bottles. Man, I hate that every time I turn on George Lopez, it's always the same episode that I just watched like yesterday.
Yeah, dude, they do that like every single fucking night.
Anyways.
The same thing over and over and over and over. Like, we get it. We've seen it already.
I mean, if you're gonna continuously play the show, but at least play different episodes.
Yeah. Or, you know, or at least the ones with Carmen in them.
She's in all of them.
Well, no, in the later series, it's just Max and Veronica.
The hell?
Because,
what the hell years? What year is that from?
That's when Carmen goes off to college.
So, what year is that? When did that happen?
Let's see, I'll tell you right now.
And what the hell is Veronica doing back in the house?
I don't think anybody knows that one.
Yeah. Chris is like Max with that whole thing. He's trying to he's trying to fuck his relative.
What the fuck you talking about, nigga?
Man, you heard me, nigga.
Why is that? What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
Many things. I wonder what kind of match I could lose in on WWE 13 tonight.
You could lose to Jesus if you wanted to.
Lose to Jesus?
Well, you downloaded him.
I meant online, motherfucker.
Oh. Was that Jesus online?
Nobody's ever Jesus online except me.
Exactly. That's why it's funny as hell.
So how am I going to lose the Jesus, though?
Lose the Adam.
Man, fuck you.
You're crucified on a pole match. As Jesus.
Wow, man, wow.
It would be very entertaining.
But I will say this, though. Yo, my favorite episode of fucking George Lopez was, of course, George's house has two empty rooms because it had fucking Stacy Keebler.
Yeah, I've seen that.
There we go. Season 6, 2007, episode 103.
2007? I don't even think they play those.
Yeah, they did. They had them. George's mom faces hard Tambi, and, like, you know, like, that's like when fucking, like, his mom was, like, all in jail and shit.
His mom was in jail? I saw that episode.
Yeah, that was the last episode of with Carmen. Because Carmen left off to go to college in Vermont.
Well, I didn't see any of that.
And then after you know, she left, Veronica came back to the picture and started living with George and them again.
Crazy bitch.
I don't swear this motherfucker ain't dead yet.